The Padres trying to make it two in a row for the Dodgers on Saturday, facing Hyunjin Ryu. In the top of the fifth, they've already got a 2-1 lead, and Will Myers comes through with some more damage.
Here's a 3-2. Myers lost one to right, and it's gone. A home run for Will Myers. And the Padres have a 3-1 lead.
Up to Corey Seager. The base is loaded, nobody out.
Here comes the pitch. Line drive, base hit into right field. Grandal scores. Utley scores. Puig will be held at third. Now caught in a rundown is Seager. Now coming home to score is Puig. Dodgers take the lead.
Clutch hitting, wonderful base run.
Dodgers lead it 4-3. Hellinger with a fly ball to left center field and deep. And it is gone, a home run. And the Dodgers lead 5-3. Here's the 1-0 and a fly ball well hit to left. Well hit. Perella at the wall. He leaps. It's gone. And the Dodgers now lead it 6-3. Two out. Swung on and missed. Strike three.
The Dodgers get themselves back in the win column following a 6-3 victory over the Padres on Saturday. After the game, here's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
Just, you know, for us to, you know, create some stress, get guys on base, the walks right there, the double by Chase, and, you know, to put pressure on those guys. And Yasiel's at bat, very good. So you get in a position, bases loaded, nobody out. And Stammen made some good pitches, gets a couple punch outs. But, you know, as Corey's done time and time again, getting that big hit for us. And it's just what we do, just continue to get guys on base and get that big hit, which did elude us last night, you know, and to tack on another one from the bat of CT. Was good to see.
What can you say about that? I believe it was 9-pitch at bat from Yasiel.
I think, you know, that hit in Miami, that game-winning hit that he got, that homer, you know, from that point on, there's been some big spots that Yasiel's been in. And the at-bat quality, you know, with regard to result, has been very good. And seeing pitches and competing and, you know, not giving away that at-bat or letting that moment be too big for him. And right there, you know, that walk was huge. And just to keep the line moving. And Yasiel's really growing as a player, especially in those spots.
What was your explanation about Utley's
objection? It was something about positioning, umpire positioning, and Chase wanted him to move, and he was reluctant. And it was a, in my opinion, and I wasn't a part of that exchange, but it was a quick toss. And, you know, a guy like Chase, who's, you know, respected, you know, around the game. And I was shocked. So, you know, I don't know what really took place with the conversation. But when you're talking about an infielder in that game, in that point of the game, where the infield position, in my opinion, is most important, where there's got to be a little give on the umpire. But, again, I wasn't a part of it.
But he was ejected for asking the guy to move?
I think that, and then after he declined to move, there was, I think Chase, you know, might have voiced his thoughts.
What did you see from Hyunjin tonight?
I thought Hyunjin was good. The stuff was good. You know, you just got the pitch count was up there. And so at that point, you know, getting through five innings, 108-9 pitches, something like that. That hit from Chassin was a tough one. But Spangenberg, there was a pitch that was up in the zone, and he slapped it the other way. But I thought the stuff was really good.
At the fifth inning, you let him facing the middle of line of third time. Do you feel comfortable?
I do. I think that the stuff, again, you know, that prior inning, there was a walk in there. There was a couple singles. Some ground balls. So I thought his stuff was good. And to go through the middle of the order, Hyunjin gets righties out actually better than lefties out. And so I felt good right there. And he got two outs and got to 3-2 to Will Myers and left a fastball up in the zone that he had at the ballpark.
Just curious why you were able to play it out where you've got two backup catchers on the bench. Why did you want to use those guys as your first two hitters?
Well, In that spot right there, you've got Austin and the right. I like him against the righty and the lefty. And so I see Kike more as a lefty killer.
Do
And so I think that right there, Farmer, early in the game, you know, to use him to potentially save those other two guys for potentially a bigger spot when you got a lot of game left to play.
Davis, as weird as it is to say, Corey's consistency, does that sometimes get overlooked or whatsoever with like Cody's done and some of the stuff that some of the other players have done?
It might by, you know, certain people, but in the clubhouse, obviously, you know, he's our shortstop. He plays every day, hits second. And his value defensively, offensively in the clubhouse, his consistency doesn't go overlooked by us. But obviously, yeah, a lot of guys in our clubhouse are having really big years and getting some acclaim, and that's great. But I think that, you know, I think in Corey's opinion, he wouldn't have it any other way.
Corey Seager came through with a two-run single in the sixth inning for the Dodgers, helping them pick up the win. Here's Seager on his big night.
Yeah, you know, that goes back to another situation. You're just trying to pass the baton. You don't have to do it all in one swing. Take your walk, take your single, take whatever you can get in that situation.
You end up getting three runs on that play. You get yourself caught into a rundown, but smart enough to know to stay in it to allow Puig to score. How long are you looking to see? I mean, what's your thought process in that spot?
Yeah, you know, I thought he was turned a little more. I thought he was going to try and go home, so I'd try and sneak a base, and fortunately not. So you just stay in as long as possible and give him a chance, and fortunately it worked out.
He does score there from first base, but let's go back to his at-bat, the 9-pitch at-bat for Puig to draw that walk. Can you just speak to the growth that you've seen from him at the plate?
Yeah, that was awesome. It really was mature at bat right there for him, not giving in, not giving up, and battling all the way to the end. That was huge for us in that inning.
This team continues to do so. You effectively have another opportunity to win a series. You guys haven't lost one since the beginning of June.
Yeah, you know, it's just grinding out ABs, grinding out at bats, playing the game, not giving up, and that's all you can say, and we're winning games because of it.
Sunday, Kenta Maeda starts for the Dodgers against Luis Perdomo of the Padres in the rubber game of the series.